Welcome to Retirement Income Solutions with the team at Security First Asset Management. If you're concerned about having the right financial plan, then this is the show for you. Your hosts, Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith, are ready to listen to your questions, help you plan for the unexpected, and set you up to thrive in retirement. Here in Middle Georgia, they're the team to turn to for financial guidance so you can have more peace of mind. It's time for the show. This is Retirement Income Solutions. Listen, plan, thrive.
Hello and welcome. It's another edition of Retirement Income Solutions. I'm your co-host, Steve Gramsci, with your financial coaches and local wealth advisors, Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith. We listen, plan, and thrive with Security First Asset Management in Middle Georgia with our offices in Dublin and in Macon. And you can also find us online at completetheplan.com. And we'll be telling you a little bit later on in the program how you can sign up for the next public event happening soon with Security First Asset Management. The number to call is 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. Let's say hello. Bill, Daniel, welcome to another week.
Thank you, Steve. Good morning to you.
How are we doing today?
I am well, certainly well. I am dynamite. I'm ready to go. I can't wait to find out what I can learn from our discussion today, because I know we're going to answer some questions from some of our listeners, of course, as we always do, but we get to talk about the famous last words and try to make it fit into the financial world. I'm interested to see how we do that and find out that some things are harder than they look. I'm guessing that may have something to do with the fact that when you've got somebody who has experience, they can make life a lot easier for us, right?
Absolutely.
You bet.
Well, why don't we start out with the mailbag here and get that question from George in Macon today, who writes, I'm doing really well in my 401k right now, but my IRA isn't doing as well. Do I need to drop the advisor who manages that account and just do it myself?
Well, George, that's a good question. You want to be aware, hopefully, that whoever's giving you advice on your investments is taking into consideration your whole asset allocation. You know, it's possible your 401k plan is invested more aggressively and less diversified than an outside IRA. And if you're just comparing returns, you have to also think about the amount of risk you're taking to get those returns. In recent years, the stock market has done really well. So if you're in large cap stock funds, and most people in their 401k plans are overweighted to large cap stocks, and you typically see less diversification in most 401k plans. So if you're self-directed IRA that your advisor is helping manage, if he's got it fully diversified, it certainly may not have as much return potential as your 401k, but he's probably advising you so that it'll have less downside risk when the markets do turn south. So just keep that in mind. I think it makes sense to consider that your 401k is probably more aggressively invested.
Well, let's hope that is helpful to you, George, in Macon there, and we'll go to the mailbag again before the program is over today. But now it's time for Mr. Danner's Fact of the Week.
Well, thank you, Steve. This is a very interesting one. You know, we're students of the market, but I never really heard this study before, but here we go. In a study of over 26,000 equities, 26,000 different stocks from 1926 through 2015, only 4% of listed stocks were responsible for the overall net gain in the U.S. stock market. The other 96% collectively matched one-month Treasury bills over their lifetime. Wow.
Wow. That's shocking.
That's shocking.
So of all the growth in the stock market, only 4% of the stocks represented most of that growth.
That's correct. 4% of the stocks represented most of the growth. The rest of it didn't do as well, or did about as well, as a one-month Treasury bill.
So what do you do? Why? Advise somebody to just invest in those 4% of stocks?
Yeah, but you never know what they are. That's the bad news.
Yeah, you want to you want to be diversified and definitely try to identify.
But what that's telling us is the hot picks, you know, stay hot, but not, they don't stay hot for that long a period of time, obviously. So, but any given time, most of the market is driven by less than we think. Less stocks than we actually think.
Yeah, the old tried and true stocks represent that 4%. So that's the ones that we like to stick with. The blue chips, really, the long-term growth.
If we dug deeper, that probably would be true. That would probably be the standalone, the outstanding blue chips of that era. But, we just have too much emotion in our investing, and the average person does not have the returns of the market simply because of that. So,
interesting one. And there you have it, another perfect example of how some things are harder than they may look once you really delve into the statistics of them. And that helps with our transition to our segment here that we're going to talk about that topic. Since you're so immersed in the financial world, guys, most things that you deal with on a daily basis can seem simple and routine. But for someone who doesn't deal with it every day, it can seem overwhelming. And on the other hand, because you make it look so easy, there are things that are actually a lot harder than they seem. So let's talk about a number of those items that I have on my list today. And each of them, please tell us if it's harder than it looks or it's easier than it looks, okay?
All right.
Number one, deciding when to take your Social Security.
That's harder than it looks because most people, 75% of people, in fact, take it at age 62 or take some form of a reduced benefit. So making the decision on when to draw Social Security, the mistake most people make is, number one, well, I'll give you two reasons, is people assume they aren't going to live as long as they do statistically. So they think they want to take it early, so they end up getting their fair share. That's understandable, but when you look at the big picture, people are living longer today than they ever have in the past. So taking it early because you may pass away sooner isn't a good reason unless you can really justify it because of a health issue. The second reason people don't take everything into consideration and think it's so easy is because you don't consider the survivor benefit. If you're just looking at, if you're married and if you're just looking at your own Social Security record, you want to think about what would happen to your spouse if something were to happen to you. And if you took Social Security early, it means you've reduced their survivor benefit, and they only get to keep the higher of the two earning records if it's theirs or yours. So that's why there's a couple of reasons it's harder than it looks. It needs to be incorporated into an overall plan, and if you're going to reduce that survivor benefit, you want to account for it somewhere else. That spouse will need 75% of the household income to keep things running smoothly.
What's your impression about designing a truly diversified portfolio?
You're talking to me, right?
Yeah, harder than it looks?
You bet. It's harder than it looks. A lot of times we've all been taught we need to diversify our portfolios, but a lot of times we don't understand how to do that. If we use an example of a 401k, it's very difficult to know how to diversify properly there because you don't really get a lot of advice. But most of the time also when we're diversifying around risk. We like to believe and we help our clients understand that we need to diversify not only around risk but away from risk. So we do asset class diversification, kind of make sure that we have components that are working that are less correlated with the ups and downs of the market, although they have their own set of risk. So it's not just diversifying around risk, it's trying to diversify away from risk, mitigating some of the risk, and it's more difficult than it really looks like. It's not simple to just look at the options that you have and say, I'm going to diversify by going small cap, large cap, international, some bond funds, etc. It's a lot more difficult than that. And also it has to be driven by our goals, what we're trying to accomplish, and also the environment that we live in dictates also the type of diversification or risk we're willing to take. So it's a lot harder than it looks like.
Well, you might want to have a discussion if you are somewhat confused and you're trying to make your investments. Call Bill or Daniel. They are retirement income certified professionals and national Social Security advisors, too. The number to call is 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. Now, Bill, you mentioned the 401k and the funds in it. Is it harder than it looks picking funds in your 401k?
I think it is for most people. I think it's overwhelming and can be a daunting task, especially for someone that's new to it, that's just got their first 401k, very unfamiliar with it. Most of the time, there's not a lot of available advice within your employer. There should be at least an annual meeting with someone to help you review that. That's not required by most plans, though. So a lot of people have to fend for themselves. So it can be an overwhelming task and can be harder than it looks. The two main things you want to look at is, when do you anticipate needing to spend the money in that 401k that you're saving? So if you're younger and you've got 20, 30, 40 years maybe before you need to even withdraw funds out of the investments that you're in, you want to be more aggressive. You want to have a more aggressive slant to your portfolio, meaning owning more equities instead of bonds. So owning S&P 500 index fund or things of that nature. It just depends on the type of fund options you have in your 401k. The other thing when you're picking those funds is how emotional are you when it comes to seeing your money go up and down. We all have experienced 7 or 8 years of just wonderful returns in the market. And for people that are new to investing in 401ks, when they see that account balance drop 30 to 40% like it did in 08, how risky is it going to be for you to cash in and go into something more conservative and lock in those losses? You want to think about how you feel about the investments that you're in, and it makes sense to work with someone to walk you through that.
How about the 401k rollover?
Very easy to do, but very difficult to understand why. It's very easy to do. If you've left an employer or if you're over the age 59 and a half, a lot of plans allow you to roll it over, transfer it to your own IRA. We believe you shouldn't do that until you actually have a plan in place and identify how you're going to invest that money and who's going to give you the advice to do so. It's simple to do, but it's much, much harder to execute. It needs to be part of an overall plan. If I'm going to pull money out of a 401k, I need to know why. And the owner of the 401k needs to know why. Absolutely. What's the plan for the money? How does it fit in my overall plan? What are the options available outside of the plan? What are the costs outside of the plan? Because many 401ks are relatively inexpensive, and we don't want to incur more costs by moving money elsewhere. But it has to be in your best interest, and it has to fit within a plan that's a plan that is well thought out, well designed for the rest of your life.
All right, the last one we can tackle, I'm pretty sure is harder than it looks, and it's really a problem for a lot of folks today as we're baby boomers all getting older, and that Daniel is addressing the cost of nursing home stays.
It is much harder than it looks, and it's an extremely big risk to most people's retirement and to people's stability in retirement, because the bottom line is the cost of health care is going up over twice the rate of inflation. Here in Georgia, it goes up about 4.5% per year. That's the last 10-year average. Currently, we're sitting at $6,700 a month. That's the average cost of care for one person in a nursing home in the state of Georgia. So addressing that risk and that cost is overwhelming. If you're 60 years old today and you needed $6,700 a month to go to a nursing home, if you don't need care until you're 80, it's going to be a lot more expensive, well upwards of $10,000 a month at our current rate of increase. So trying to account for that in some way, shape, or form is super important. At the very least, you should understand what the costs could be to you and think about if you're going to self-fund. And by the way, 95% of people do not have a plan for long-term care. Fewer than 5% of people have addressed this risk. And, you know, 70% of people age 65 and older will need care, will need long-term care. So we want to work with our clients and address this issue. And it's harder than it looks to do. And most people, just because it's so hard, choose not to do anything. But something has to be done. It's a very big risk to your, not only you, but to your spouse, to your kids that may have to take care of you. You know, we've been talking about several different issues today about how things can be harder than they look. That's why we always offer people the opportunity to come in and sit down with us and talk. We want to make sure that you're not only well planned and prepared for retirement, but that you thrive in retirement and that you have the opportunity to do the things you work so hard for throughout your life. For the next 10 people that give us a call at 1-800-987-1443 that have saved at least $100,000 for retirement, we're going to sit down with you and help you walk through the process of our Lifetime Income Blueprint. It's a step-by-step planning process to help make sure that you've got all your bases covered and that you're prepared for retirement. If you're already in retirement, there's obviously things that we can help you improve on. So for the next 10 callers, give us a call at 1-800-987-1443, and we look forward to hearing from you.
Put that blueprint in writing. Call 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. Both Bill and Daniel can help take some of the emotion out of this complicated process with obstacles to navigate in retirement. It is harder than it looks. Then how are you doing with your plan so far? Call 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. 888-987-1443 to reach Security First Asset Management. The next 10 callers with $100,000 saved for retirement get that complimentary retirement blueprint from Retirement Income Solutions. 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. This is Retirement Income Solutions. We've still got more to come.
What should be the number one concern if you're approaching retirement? Income planning. It means making sure that your money can support you and your family for the rest of your lives. Here in Middle Georgia, meet with the Security First Asset Management team by calling 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443.
This is Retirement Income Solutions with Bill Danner, Daniel Neesmith, and Security First Asset Management in Middle Georgia. This is a segment of the program we call Getting to Know You. And guys, I'm going to throw this out, and you do with it what you will.
All right.
What do you guys wish you knew more about?
Well, a lot of things. I know very little about much except for what I do for a living and music. But I would love to know more about automotive repair. I wish I knew a lot more about how to work on an engine in a car. You know, nowadays I know they're so much more complicated with the computers, but I just feel like I kind of missed the boat on that. I wish I knew more about that, Steve.
I have an amazing tip that's helped me, and it's not one of my prowess either. But I have a problem with my car. I go to YouTube and I type in the car, the make, and the year, and invariably somebody tells me how to fix it. And I have saved a lot of money this past year doing that.
That's really great. That's great. I'll have to give that a shot.
And how about I can't
wait for Daniel to learn how, then I can save money.
You have me out there in the parking lot.
All right, Mr. Danner, do you have an answer for us?
Oh man, mine was a lot more deeper. Feels a lot, you know, just feels a lot. Was it
philosophically?
Philosophically, a lot deeper. I can't even get the word out.
Easy for him to say.
Listen, I thought about that question. As soon as you answered the question, I said, you know what, I'd really like to know is a little bit more about some of these people that made this country great. People and places and the history of this country. I love traveling the country and seeing things that others sacrificed and worked hard for. I don't think we appreciate it enough, and I'd just like to, and maybe at some point in time, really get involved in people and places and knowing a little bit more about this great country.
Two completely different subjects, two very good answers. Thank you, gentlemen, because now we've gotten to know Bill and Daniel just a little bit better. Thanks for joining us on Retirement Income Solutions.
In all honesty, planning for retirement shouldn't be that hard. We listen to each other, we make a plan, and you thrive. This is Retirement Income Solutions. Listen, plan, thrive.
We continue now with Retirement Income Solutions. Thank you for staying with us. It's Steve Gramsci with Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith of Security First Asset Management in Middle Georgia. Listen, plan, and thrive in retirement by calling 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. Bill and Daniel have been honored as one of the top five advisors in the nation in 2014 by Retirement Advisor Magazine. And they have been around to help many, many people to a better retirement. Guys, to the mailbag for our next question here from Martina. And Martina is in Dublin. And she writes, I have money in an annuity that I'm not very happy with and wanted to move it to a different annuity, but I'm told there will be a big penalty if I take the money out of the current one. What's that all about?
Well, Martina, I'm sure, at least I hope, the gentleman or lady, whomever worked with you to advise you to buy that annuity, explained to you that it is a contractual obligation for a period of time. And if you break that contract early, there's a back-end sales charge they call a surrender charge. And it can be, depending on the term of the contract, can be significant. So those things, I hope they taught you and I understand. So why you might be disappointed. But now that you have the contract, it's best to try to understand how you can make it work for you. And if you can't make it work for you, then obviously you've got some struggles ahead of you until you can lessen that penalty to be able to do something with it. But you do need to talk to an advisor or somebody that can understand and share with you how that thing, how that annuity works, so we can maybe help make it work for you and make you less unhappy about what you have, and look forward to sometime maybe doing something with you in that account to make it better. We don't want it to cost you money to do something different. And you have to be careful, because there are some annuity companies out there. There are some salespeople out there that will try to get you to move that annuity to a newer one. And they may flash something out there with you and say, hey, this is going to pay an upfront bonus of 10%. That'll take care of your surrender charges. And be very leery that if that happens, make sure you understand the other obligation you're getting ready to commit yourself to, because there's no free lunch out there, Martina. So give us a call and we'll help you understand. Just simply, if you tell us a little bit about it, we can do a little research and let you know what you have and how best you can make it work for you until such time as there's less cost involved to do something different.
Bad advisor's famous last words, it'll only cost you 1% a year. Okay, sure. That's all. So that's a good reason to have that discussion with Bill and Daniel, because you need to know all the facts before you sign on any dotted line for any program that you have in your investment and in retirement plan. 800-987-1443, the number, and another reason to write it down. Let's talk about famous last words, and I'm not thinking about the famous last words like if you're watching America's Funniest Home Videos, right? Some guy gets on the roof, you know, with his bike, and he's going to take it to the pool, and he says, hey, y'all, watch this, and then you know what happens. It hurts. And in the financial world, there's quite a few phrases that you don't want to be your famous last words either. So guys, here's one I'm going to give to you. Tell me what you think. I told myself a few years ago that I'd get out of the market if I ever recovered what I lost in 2008, but now I think I'll just keep doing what I'm doing.
Well, isn't that the definition of insanity?
Yeah.
Yep. It's not a matter of if the market's going to have a correction again. It's going to. What the question is, when? Neither one of us are opposed to markets. What we're opposed to is not understanding how they work. And this is somebody that's got emotion driving his investments when he makes a comment like this. We'd rather step back a few steps and look at what we're doing and then help evaluate the risk that we're taking, so we don't have a big turn down of the market when the market turns around, because it will. So don't have that kind of a criteria as part of your investment strategy.
Here's another famous last word saying, I like the security of keeping my money in cash because I know at least I won't lose it.
This is something I hear a lot of people say. I know many people think that. We live in an area where there's a lot of conservative people that really like to keep money in CDs at the bank or in a bank account because the principal is protected, and we totally understand that. It's a good feeling to know your money's going to be there. What you have to understand, though, is that you're trading one type of risk for another type of risk. So for someone that keeps their money in a really secure place, like in a bank account, because you think it's going to be secure, the one thing you don't consider possibly is the fact that the cost of living every year will far exceed the rate of return you're going to receive on your money in the bank. So you're just trading stock market risk for inflation risk. The purchasing power of our money goes down every year. So when we leave money, too much money, in what should be a temporary parking place like a bank account or CD, what it does over time is it erodes our purchasing power because we're not earning a return that's going to keep up with the cost of living. So be aware that it's actually a bigger risk to you than a fully diversified portfolio. So nothing wrong with having money in the bank, but it has to serve a purpose, and having too much there can be a problem.
And what Daniel's really talking about is the new retirement reality. And it's one that we need to usually have help to really understand how things change and our circumstances adapt to retirement, not just for now, but to make sure that we have income for life. You might want to consider the upcoming public event that Security First Asset Management is presenting, and that will be in September on the 12th and the 14th, a Tuesday and a Thursday. And you are welcome to attend at Grits Cafe in Forsyth, Georgia. If you'd like to sign up for the new retirement reality program, just head to the website, completetheplan.com, completetheplan.com, and then look for the tab under public programs. You can sign up there and be a part. Coming up in September on the 12th and the 14th, it's the new retirement reality, the next public programs with Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith. We hope to see you there. Guys, famous last words still, and you don't want to be the one saying this. Nobody in my family has lived past 75, so I'm not really planning to live a long time either.
We hear that quite often. You know, people say, well, my mom died so-and-so, my dad died so-and-so. You know, with today's health and the health care that we have and with the way a lot of us try to take care of ourselves and eat better, longevity is a risk to retirement. And so we have a phrase that we use all the time, don't bet against longevity, because you just don't know. It's better to be prepared for a long life than it is to outlive your money. So those are famous last words. So you can't plan your future based on a shortened life cycle, because we really don't know. We need to plan for longevity. And if we call it right, great. It's better to call it right than just call it wrong.
Some of these famous last words are really hard to believe that people would actually not only say them, but believe what they're saying. I won't ever go into a nursing home. I'd rather just be put out of my misery than have it end up there.
Yeah, I've met a guy one time. He said, you know, I've got a long-term care plan. It's called Smith & Wesson. But, you know, unfortunately, no one's your family's not going to allow that, for those of you that's your plan. And usually what tends to happen is the spouse of people that don't have planning done are the ones that end up suffering the most. You'll see real quickly that their health declines when they have to start taking care of an aging spouse or husband. And then the brunt of it also then falls on the children. So having a plan in place ahead of time is so crucially important, and it's not as simple as just trying to do, as this gentleman indicated here, putting himself out of the misery. Your family's not going to be up for that. You want to think it through. Those are probably not going to be your famous last words.
All right, lastly and simply, I can always go back to work if I really have to.
Really? Where? What? Is your health going to permit it? I had somebody say that to me one time. I'll just go back to work if I have to. Well, you know what? That's just somebody that hasn't really thought through the process and fully understands what he needs to be doing to prepare to be where he needs to go. Very few people want to go back to work. That should be a last case scenario. We need to plan for the retirement that we worked all our lives for, to enjoy it and not have to go back to work and have a paycheck coming in. It requires planning. So we just don't want that to happen to anybody. We want people to be prepared for retirement, understanding all the risks they're going to have to retirement. There's a lot of risk, and we can learn how to reduce those risks and to transfer those risks and manage those risks if we'll sit down and take the time to meet with a financial advisor, and we welcome you to do so, to find out exactly how you can be better prepared for your retirement. So if you've saved at least $100,000 for retirement, if you're one of the first or the next 10 callers that call in to our show today at 800-987-1443, we'll give you a no-cost, no-obligation financial review and help you understand how you can put together a lifetime income blueprint so that you don't have to have these famous last words in any part of your vocabulary or your life. So give us a call. Things are harder than they look. It takes an effort to do proper planning. To do so, we'll help you mitigate the risks in retirement, and you'll thrive in retirement, enjoy the years that you've worked all your life to get to. So give us a call today at 800-987-1443.
That number again is 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. With Bill and Daniel today, we have talked about famous last words. We've talked about how retirement is harder than it looks. It's too emotional than sometimes it needs to be. There are so many obstacles to navigate. You can call for your financial review. No obligation. It's complimentary. And a lifetime income blueprint can be yours at 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. 1-800-723-4843. Our discussion today included Social Security. Did you know that older parents who have children who won't graduate from high school until sometime after you turn 62 could qualify for extra dollars from Social Security? Well, your financial coaches here can help you with those circumstances. Put it in writing for a more secure retirement with Bill and Daniel, who are National Social Security Advisors. The number to call is 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. You can choose to have all your eggs in one basket. You may be more diversified, but with a retirement plan in writing, you're less emotional, more balanced, and better prepared for what is ahead. Your financial review and lifetime income blueprint awaits. With that call now for your retirement to Retirement Income Solutions and Security First Asset Management. Call 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. 1443. Bill, Daniel, it's been a pleasure, another blast, and thank you for all that information today.
Thank you, Steve.
Enjoyed it as always.
So for Bill and Daniel, this has been Retirement Income Solutions, and we look forward to your joining us once again, and look forward to you joining Bill and Daniel at a sit-down face-to-face. Call 800-987-1443, 800-987-1443. Have a great rest of your day. Thanks for joining us on Retirement Income Solutions.
Securities and advisory services offered through Madison Avenue Securities, a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member FINRA and SIPC. Security First and Madison Avenue Securities are not affiliated entities.